Good afternoon, and I have an interview with Ruth Supple, who is from Image Magazine. And actually, I've known Ruth for many years. And as Ruth arrived, I left the front door open because I was upstairs having a shower. And I didn't want to think I wasn't in. I was rushing around making cupcakes, and she walked in and picked up my post. And she handed me this envelope. And my heart is actually in my mouth, because it says Kidlington on it. And I think this is it. I think this is prepped.
How exciting. I'm so excited for you, Vanessa. You must be thrilled.
I can't believe you were here when it's arrived. So I'm actually going to have to open it. In fact, would you mind holding that for me?
Of course, this is it. Yep, that's fine.
This might not be in here. What do you think is something else?
I hope it is this. I can't. Thrilling moment for you.
It is.
Wow.
Okay, this is it. Right.
Da, da, da. Woo! Oh, that looks beautiful. Love the colour.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh. Congratulations,
oh,
Vanessa.
Yet. Do you know, I promised I wouldn't cry.
Oh, no, you should cry.
I had to take photographs over there.
Such an important moment. Oh. In your name there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my.
Oh, fabulous pictures.
This is just beautiful. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's very special.
It's so different from on the computer screen. It's beautiful.
Isn't that lovely? I love that.
Don't the photographs work?
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
And Vanessa's just cooked me a fabulous lunch, everybody. Whipped it up in minutes.
I'm smudging my mascara here. I've got a photo shoot in a minute. Oh, look. What do you think? Ooh, have a look.
Wonderful.
Do you know, I can't thank everybody enough. That's me, yes. Can't thank everybody enough.
I love the colours.
My preparati, my husband, my mum, my friends. This is actually a book that is just, it's for everybody. This is just so special. And KitchenAid and Rococo chocolates and Nadali vanilla. And of course, my publishers. I feel like I'm doing an Oscar speech now.
Yeah, why not?
Who was it who burst into tears?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Was it? Yeah. I'm doing a Gwyneth Paltrow. Apparently, she's got a recipe book coming out, I read this morning.
God, well, look at the size of her. I wouldn't want to eat from her.
I can't believe it.
This looks lovely.
Do you know what? That is beautiful. Tantamount to actually giving birth. I think of the last time I was that emotional, I was actually just had one of my children.
Well, this has been a labour for you, hasn't it? You've spent, 12, probably longer than you were in pregnancy, you know? So this is obviously a labour of love because it looks beautiful. And I can't wait to get my own copy, have it signed by you, and start making some of these lovely recipes. Oh, wow, that looks nice. They look lovely. Ooh.
That's what I was trying to make earlier. That's halfway through those vanilla at the moment. That's the cupcakes over on the side.
Gorgeous.
There.
They all look. All your recipes look fantastic. Lots of lovely elderflower recipes I'm coming across. How have you divided your recipes up? Have you got them into themes?
They're chapters. Each chapter covers a flavour. So it's elderflower and rhubarb, vanilla, lemon, caraway, chocolate, orange and clove. And basically the whole book goes from the beginning now, which is the elderflower season, all the way through to sort of plums through in September, chocolate later on sort of October, through to finishing. Isn't that gorgeous?
Delicious.
That's the chocolate and raspberry cake.
That looks scrubbing.
Finishing up with the, I'm trying to wipe my tears away here actually, up with the orange and clove, which is the Christmas chapter. So it's incredibly practical and it will take you through the whole entire season really.
Wow, it looks gorgeous. And your recipes as well, I can see it's going through the years. Cardamom, I mean, you never think of cardamom really, I don't, using it much in cookery, but you've got a whole chapter about cardamom.
Yes.
So how come we don't know about cardamom?
I think because it's always been slightly under the radar and it's been always associated with Indian cooking. And I think that Indian cooking has crept into the British dishes. And that sort of, I mean, cardamom, honey, drizzled figs, you know, putting cardamom in your cakes really works. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
And you've got an explanation above each recipe about
Yes.
This is about why you decided to make it, or tell me about that.
I think every single recipe, when you look at a recipe without a sort of a small explanation, sometimes you're wondering why you would make something. What is it particularly about this dish that appeals to cooking it? So the explanations are really, well, that's me. That's my voice. Mm. That's me saying, you know, you should cook this because it works beautifully with this, or it tastes amazing, or it tastes fabulous. And that's actually me talking to you in that book.
Mm. So when's the next one coming out, Vanessa?
I've got to recover from this one first. Do you know what, Ruth? I think you have a career in radio. You do such a good interview.
Oh, bless you. I think I have a face for radio, definitely.
That's so not true. You're gorgeous. That's what we've just eaten.
That's what we've just had. Wow, lovely. It was delicious. And the smells in Vanessa's kitchen are absolutely gorgeous. I walked in and you were developing a new recipe, weren't you, for next year?
Yeah.
And made some cupcakes.
A banana cake. That's I made the cupcakes, the vanilla cupcakes from the elderflower chapter. And at the same time, I took the other half of the mix and dropped in some maple syrup, some bananas, and bits and pieces. We will have a taste of that in a minute, actually. And I've got some strawberries to serve it with. I thought it'd make a nice pudding. So that's really sort of going into the next. And I got the sugar I was using in it was the Star and Age sugar, which is for the next book, really. So
I can't wait to try that out. And then we're going foraging for elderflowers.
Yeah.
Although it's just started to rain.
We'll be okay. We'll be all right.
Well, congratulations, Vanessa. And I wish you all the best with this book. And I hope it's a huge success.
Thank you. Where are we going to read about this?
Because you're going to read about this in July Image magazine. And, we've got Image magazine in Warwickshire as well. So in Warwickshire.
And Buckinghamshire.
Buckinghamshire Style magazine.
Yeah, we have Norfolk.
Norfolk, Etc. magazine. Mm-hmm. And in King's Lynn. Mm-hmm. That's in Norfolk. Bury St. Edmunds. Yeah. Chichester. Mm-hmm. We have two magazines down there. So across the UK.
Well, I think what's really cool is I've got the radio show coming up, which is slightly under wraps at the moment, but that's going to be covering all of those areas. That sounds really exciting. So we'll read about that later on. Thank you.
I love the KitchenAid as well.
They're fantastic, aren't they?
I've got a white KitchenAid. Oh, it's my lifesaver in the kitchen. But I love this green one. Wow.
Well, the KitchenAid is an essential in my kitchen. So I can't, if I had one piece of equipment I'd have to recommend, it would be the KitchenAid. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah.
So
thank you. Superb. Thanks, Vanessa.